You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, Patrick, we did some number crunching here. The Twins, this is the problem. When people say, well, Byron Buxton, just get rid of him. Just literally just be done with it. Just get rid of him. Trade him for a bag of baseballs, whatever. Going back to the beginning of 2019, Pat, the Twins are 153 when he plays in a game for them.
Yes, and they're not that good when he doesn't, right? What's the record when he doesn't? Did you figure that out?
I didn't do that math, but it's not 153. I can tell you that.
No, I have said that he makes every phase of the game 20% better, fielding, pitching, and of course hitting. Since he's become a competent hitter, right, basically at the start of 2019, and it was, certainly it was great having him. I think the other factor we got to look at, though, in this five-game winning streak is they pitch good for the first time all year. But, Matt Shoemaker dazzling him for two innings and stuff like that. But you're right. I mean, I don't know what you do with him. I really don't know. I mean, I think now you just got to play it out next year, right?
Yeah, the rate you're going.
I mean, you got to bring him back. And then if it's obvious that you're never going to sign him and he's actually playing next year, then you got to move him and not get nearly as much as you should get in the middle of the season. Unless you have a chance to win, then do what Houston's doing. If you have a chance to win next year, just play it out with Correa and, they're going to let him walk. But meanwhile, they're going to try to do something in the postseason and they're playing great. So, Maybe that's what you have to do with Buxton. Nobody wants to see him walk, but you can't trade him. He's going to miss another month, right? So he comes back in August, and how many games is he going to end up playing? I don't know what you do. I think you just got to. I don't think you move him in the winter. You just wait and see if you can get him signed. If he can show you enough to get him signed.
And Pat, it's nuts because we're so far past the point of two or three years back where we talked about if he just doesn't crash into fences or dive in much, right? Like those were now. I mean, the last two times that the Reds have come here, he's been hit in the head and the wrist, and it's so far past the point of what can be done. It would be comical if not so sad that this guy seems to be a magnet for being hurt, and it's not just tweaks. He is legitimately getting hurt.
I have this year, for some reason, seen more guys hit in the hands than I've ever seen in baseball, especially right-handed hitters. And I guess it's maybe more of a thinking in. I was thinking maybe it was super glue on the baseball and it was taking an unpredictable dive at the end or something. But whatever it is, there's been a ton of guys getting hit in the hands. And this is another case, and man alive, there's nothing you can do. You can't bat with those mittens on, can you?
No. Unfortunately not.
No, but, he's got a cast on the thing, though. I saw that today. They still didn't have a lineup out here. Maybe they're waiting to see if the plane arrives from Omaha with Celestino on it or something. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, but I still haven't seen their lineup.
I just got emailed out. Celestino is starting in center field, Buxton to the IL. And Miguel Sano playing third base today.
Oh, really? Well, why not? You know what? Another bad thing about losing Buxton, it was such a relief to have Kirilloff and Sano platooning at first base. I thought it was great. You know, get Miguel in there like 2-3 games a week, and you don't have to rely on him. And once in a while, somebody will hang him a breaking ball in the 11th inning or 12th inning, and he'll hit a home run. But now you're back to where you got to get Miguel his 30 at bats a week and then 17 strikeouts. So that's a bad thing. But what the hell, you know?
I swear to God, every single time I have tweeted an update on Miguel Sano's futility this season, he has responded with either a multi home run game or a walk off home run. Like within 30 minutes of me sending anything out on the internet showing, oh, he's got a 262 on base percentage and 3 multi hit games all season. 30 minutes later, boom, 2 hits and a walk-off home run.
Well, I had a worse the one than that. We were doing this thing in, what, late May. What's wrong with the Twins? And they gave 4 of us different, we were supposed to come up with different subjects, right?
Yeah.
And mine was, general lack of production with, runners in scoring position and stuff like that. But it was Miguel focused, that this guy is inept and, almost unplayable. That was the night he hit 3 home runs.
That's the key. If you two guys rip him, he's going to have a big night. Just keep ripping him.
That's where you keep the column the same all the way through, and you just change the first paragraph. Despite the fact that Miguel Sano hit 3 home runs tonight.
Not Royce. No. That's a 15th paragraph change.
The old nevertheless lead.
However, however, comma, Miguel had a big night on this night.
I like, yes. And that, you know what? That Heath, their bullpen has been terrible, right? The Reds decided to save money and they let Iglesias go and they let Archie Bradley, so they let their setup man go and their closer go. But that was actually a pretty good at bat against Hembree because he didn't chase anything and he got to 3-1 and then the guy threw him a slider that was and he stayed on it instead of trying to hit it 900 feet down the left field line, and he stayed on that pitch. So that was a good at bat for him because he laid off a couple of pitches that they weren't that close, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't usually chase them, so that was quite the and then that was a pitch that he and you can't ever say, well, he hit a hanging breaking ball. That's a lot of Kirby Puckett wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame without hanging breaking balls. So you can't follow those back. You got to win games when you get those. So
Pat, how much do you think that the umpires absolutely despise having to do essentially strip searches of pitchers? It's the most ridiculous thing. Like, they come off and the umps have to hustle over to the pitcher and they ask for his cap and then they check his glove and then they'll look at his hand. These guys have to hate this.
Yeah, but what's the option? You can't let them have stuff that holds bricks together on the baseball. So I don't know what the option is, but they told the umps to do it. And the one thing I never thought of, the good part about this, is it's happening during those 2 minutes that they're on the break. So it's not adding to the length of the game,
nope.
Unless they were to discover something. But it's I was thinking, well, how long is this going to take? But they're making these searches of from what I can tell, as perfunctory as possible, right? I mean, the belt loosening thing. But you look at the hand, you look at the cap and say, go get them, But, I don't know. I saw that Savali hurt his finger for Cleveland last night. They'll probably say that was because of how he had to grip the baseball or something. But there are some people that are predicting there'll be more injuries, and others who think it's nonsense. So, but I do think that they had to do something. I mean, they got to try to get some hitting into this damn game of theirs. It's awful.
I drop my pants. I take my pants off. I loosen my belt and take my pants down.
All right, easy, Steve Sachs.
Yeah.
Steve Lyons. So,
Steve Lyons.
Steve Lyons Steve took Lyons. His pants off at first base.
I don't know. I don't. I mean, if they're getting it, my big worry with it was it was going to take 5 minutes instead of 30 seconds, and the umps seem to go. If the umps want to blame somebody, blame Joe West. If Joe hadn't made that guy change his hat, this would have never happened.
You're right.
Yeah, because then Mike Schilt wouldn't have gotten nuts and said everybody in the league is doing this. And then Josh Donaldson wouldn't have been writing essays on Instagram or wherever he was writing them. And none of this would ever happen. Our guy Josh is part of the triumvirate, by the way. Joe West, Mike Schilt, and Josh Donaldson are the reason are where this came from. It's the noise those three guys made. Joe West very subtly, but that's how all this came about. And if it leads to another half run a game, I'm in favor of it.
Yeah.
And a few less strikeouts.
Pat, last thing for you here. Look into your Timberwolves crystal ball tonight. What will their lottery fate be?
That the Golden State Warriors will get the pick. I mean, they can't be lucky 2 years in a row, can they? Either that or it's a whole new karma with the front office that they're
A-Rod.
Something good happened. Well, A-Rod wasn't around last year when I got the first pick. So, A-Rod wasn't around. So I would guess that they got 27% chance to keep it, right? Is that right? Is that what
I think it's in the, let me see here. I just had Tankathon up. They have a 9% chance still at the first overall pick.
27.6% chance at keeping the pick. 27.6.
But hey, we got D'Angelo and quite the point guard, quite the ball distributor. And I mentioned this yesterday. Our guy Randball wants him to sign Ben Simmons.
Yeah, well, your guy Randball might be a day behind the reckless speculation curve here. Because Mackie and Judd are the George Washington on the Mount Rushmore of reckless speculation. Over this.
As a pregame attraction, they could have horse games between him and Culver. That'd be good.
Coming up next on Bally Sports North, who can clank more?
They'd last 20 minutes to get the five, so to get the five made, that would be fantastic. Good day at the yard here today, though. I'm at the yard today. So last night, I got to tell you this. So Hap gives it up, and I can't stand to watch him pitch, right? Because it's 3-2 on everybody. So the wife yells at me, "Hey, I'm watching a movie up here. You want to watch it?" So I go up and watch the movie, right? So when did Hap give it up? Third inning, fourth inning? I can't
somewhere
remember.
There, yeah, somewhere there.
Anyway, we watched a two-hour movie. I came back downstairs. It was the eighth inning. I watched 2 more hours of baseball after watching a movie. Unbelievable. That was the worst thing
I boarded the flight.
I stayed for the whole flight. Game, okay? I was at the entire game, including a note from you, Pat, saying you're not still there, right? Damn right I was still there.
Yeah, well, that was a very noble of you, but, it was incredible how long it took. It was amazing.
And the old Mackie and Judd show was still on the air 5 hours later.
My favorite was I threw up.
Yeah, I did fly in once, and you were still on. I flew in from Fort Myers, and you were still on the air. I remember doing that one. So that plane was a little early. I'll admit that. The plane was a little early, but you were still on the air.
We were a little long, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Full disclosure.
All right, Pat, enjoy the ball game today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, Royce.
All right. See you. Bye.
All right, wrapping with Royce every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday here on Mackie and Judd, the legendary Pat. You can also find him on Mondays with Judd, Royce Unchained, as a separate podcast.
Don't miss yesterday's.
Royce Unchained.
Unchained was, as Declan can attest, was great fun yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So first, okay, I'm going to pick this bone real quick. So Mike Rand, first of all, Mike Rand encroaches on the reckless speculation brand, and then he gets Royce on Mondays to encroach on the Royce Unchained. We might have to file a cease and desist on StarTribune.com.
You know what we got here? We got lawyers. Hubbard's got lawyers.
We do.
Star Tribune, you know what they
yes,
got?
We do.
They got lawyers.
Yeah, let's all get together.
Let's let them fight it. Let's let them fight it out.
Baby.
Let's leak the story out there and get us some coverage.
Let's litigate this. Yes.
Permission to treat us hostile.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar,
or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples. There are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.